To follow our Lord as a Christian, to follow our Lord as a dedicated disciple, is to be countercultural. And it has always, always been that way. To dedicate our lives to our Lord has always been against the cultures. Even in those cultures, even in those nations, those kingdoms, where everybody from the ruler, the king, or the president on down are Christians, to follow our Lord is still countercultural. Because just because someone claims to be a Christian, maybe they were baptized, maybe they received the sacraments, doesn't mean they are actually living as a Christian. And we see that in our country. There are many people who claim to be Christians, but their lives look nothing like what our Lord commanded us to do. So to be Christian is countercultural, and we see that very clearly in our scriptures today. This idea of how we are to live our lives, and more importantly, those who are going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. When we look at the Beatitudes, these passages we see in the gospel today, blessed are those who, we see people that our culture would not assume would inherit the kingdom of heaven, would not inherit the earth. You know, the blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. We live in a culture where they would say, no, it's not the meek, it's the strong. It's the ones who will conquer it. That's human nature. The conquering armies will inherit the land. We see, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. No, it's not the poor. The poor won't inherit heaven. Those who are rich will inherit the kingdom of heaven. As long as you have lots of stuff and lots of money, you've got heaven here on earth. That's what you might hear. And that's kind of what TV tells us when we watch commercials. As long as you got enough stuff and enough money, you can be happy here on earth. And so on down the list. Our Lord is challenging us to a way of life that is very, very, very different than what the world tells us we need. The world tells us we need to be successful, we need to have money, we need to have stuff, we need to be happy, always happy. Never want to hurt someone's feelings. That's what the world tells us. And yet, that's not what our Lord says. Blessed are you who mourn, for they will be comforted. That's what our Lord says. Our Lord says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. You know, forgiveness is not a big part of our human nature. And this is, of course, all because of sin. All this that our Lord is challenging in his Beatitudes is our sinful nature. You see, because we are sinners, we have pride. Now, this pride I'm talking about is not, you know, I'm proud of my country, I'm proud of my family, I'm proud of my community, I'm proud of my parish. A lot of times when we say that, what we're really saying is I'm grateful, I'm thankful for my community, I'm thankful for my country, I'm thankful for my parish. It's not human pride. We just happen to use the same word in English. It's a very different sense. The pride I'm talking about is selfishness. It's self-centered human pride. It's a sin. And it's a sin that infects us to the depths of our soul. It's a sin that makes us want to look out for number one. You know, you ever hear someone say that? Oh yeah, I'm looking out for number one. I'm looking out for myself. That's the human pride. But that's not what we're called to. As Christians, we are not called to pride. And we see that in who our Lord chose to go out and proclaim his gospel message. Because they were the ones who were actually listening to him. Look at what St. Paul says in the second reading. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. The ones that went out and proclaimed the gospel, went out and changed the world, were not the rulers of the people. They weren't the synagogue officials. They weren't the ones with power and money and prestige. They were the lowly, the humble. the ones who did not let human pride get between them and the message of our Lord. And that's an important point. The worst thing that human pride does for us, not makes us selfish, not just making us selfish, the worst thing that human pride does to us is it keeps us from God. Because we look at us instead of Him. We desire what we want instead of what He wants. We want to follow our way instead of His way. And yet those who follow His way are the ones who will be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. If we follow our way, we follow it to condemnation. We follow it away from the kingdom of heaven. Frankly, we follow it to hell, because it does exist. People have gone there. People are going there. People will go there. And we don't want to be one of them. But that's where human pride leads. Sinful pride leads away from the kingdom of heaven. We are called to be like those in the first reading. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice. Seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Seek justice. Seek humility. That is what we are called to find. If we are too proud to listen, we are too proud to stand before our Lord. Instead, if we are humble enough to come before Him, admit our faults, admit our failings, admit our sins, and seek His mercy, we will receive it. But for us to receive that mercy, we must also be merciful. We must also be willing to forgive. We must also be willing to let go of the hurts that we might have, to let go of the pain, to let go of the anger that we might have towards someone else, to forgive, and to always forgive. That is how we will receive mercy. Our Lord says, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. But it takes a lot of humility to do that. It takes a lot of humility to admit we're wrong, and it takes a lot of humility to forgive someone who may have wronged us. But if we don't do that, we are holding on to human pride. And that is a very dangerous position to be in. So may we seek to have that humility that we are called to have. May we seek to truly live the Beatitudes in our lives, to seek the kingdom of heaven while we are here on earth.